Ibrahim Adina Safa, inshallah, we'll just cover a little bit of what we read. Allah SWT says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa tanzur nafsun ma qaddamat lighadin wa taqullah. Whereas Allah SWT is saying, fear that day, fear a very significant day, a day in which from this ayah and the next ayah we learn that whatever we advance, whatever we do in this world, and whatever we send forth, that's exactly what's going to be brought to our benefit. And whatever we are negligent of, whatever we don't follow in the way in which we should be following, that's exactly what's going to bring us down and hurt us. Therefore Allah SWT is saying, by virtue of this ayah, fear Allah and be highly concerned of what you are going to advance for that given day. And you know, in this world we like to do many things advance, we like to send our payment advance, all these things, so it reduces our stress. That's the only reason why we pay our bills early, is because to reduce our stress, so when the time comes later on, we don't have to worry too much about it. And the same thing applies over here as well, that the more good we do and the more good we send, inshallah, then the more benefit we will take from it and the more benefit we will receive from it on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah SWT says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَانْسَوْا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Do not become amongst those that forgets Allah. Because if you forget Allah, then Allah will forget you. Now it doesn't mean Allah forgets. What it's saying is, when you need Allah in a very critical time, then Allah will say, you know, there were so many times out there I gave you a chance to perform salah, to fast, to do good things, but you just refused. You just refused. And now I have also likewise not forgotten you, but I refuse to accept your dua. You know, when Yunus alayhi salam was calling out to Allah in the belly of the fish, Allah asked the angels, do you know who this voice is from? We know the story very well. Do you know whose voice? The angels didn't have to even think about it. They said, yes, O Allah, it is Yunus alayhi salam's voice. And immediately they started sending assistance towards him. The assistance was sent because when he was in good health, when he had wealth, when he had all types of various success, he was sharing it with where it was supposed to be shared. So when he went through a rough patch, as we would say, Allah says, you know what, this is my Yunus alayhi salam. And even the angels recognize his voice. My brothers and sisters, who knows our voice? As I tell people, you think you have friends, call them 3 o'clock in the morning 3 times in a row and say, I want $300 and $500. I guarantee you, the third or fourth time you do it, the phone is going to be turned off. And the fifth or sixth time, what will tell you? Go to someone else. Don't you have a mother? Don't you have a father? Don't you have other friends? Allah does not do that to you and I. Allah will be there for you. If you remember him in good times, he will absolutely remember you in times of challenge and difficulty. Because what reason? لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة. The companions of the fire, the companions of Jahannam, the companions of destruction are never the same as the companions of Jannah. They cannot be the same. And Allah SWT says, لا يستوي, they are not equal, nor are the same. أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون. And as far as the people of Jannah are concerned, they become successful. Now, what is the definition of success? Well, people tell you, I'm a free person. I can talk to whoever I want. I can go wherever I want. I can do whatever I want. I'm a free person. That's what everyone seems to be saying and thinking these days. You know, and I am afraid, unfortunately, we are all living in a massive, massive cage. You know, today there was an issue that came up, and I'll share the story with you, that I called a family member and I mentioned, you know, I'm going to go and ask this person for whatever I need to ask. And this person, I happen to know them for a very long time. And this person in my family said the story of Sheikh Junaid Baghdadi. And this is what they said, I am very disgusted that you are even thinking of asking someone else for help. I said, why do you say that? You believe in Allah. You believe in Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as a final messenger. They are Sahaba, they are Tabi'een. You have so much to learn from, but yet you're going to ask someone else for a type of assistance. In yourself, there is everything that you have that can give you success. Thereafter, this following story was mentioned to me. There was a person that went to Sheikh Junaid Baghdadi and gave him a cage. And in that cage, there was a bird. And you know, if anyone gave you an African grey parrot, you know that bird is very, very intelligent. It may look very small, but it is more intelligent at a certain point, I think, than some kids out there, and even some adults. In a sense that it knows so many things. It has an extensive vocabulary. It can sing songs. If you ever use bad language on your dad, it'll even parrot that and mention it to other people when the guests come without you even expecting it. That's what an African grey parrot does. So Junaid Baghdadi, one day, you know, the Quran says, وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَحُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ, that there are creatures out there that Allah has created, they are always in tasbih. They are saying subhanallah, they are saying alhamdulillah, they are worshipping Allah all the time. Just that me and you cannot understand them. Because we have our own language and we say they have their own language. When in the morning they're making the dhikr, we say how nice they sound, how cute they sound, and all these things, how romantic it is, all these things we put in our mind. That's the way humans are. So anyway, he started communicating with his bird. And this is what the bird said. The bird said, do you want to know why I'm in this cage? Junaid Baghdadi said, by all means tell me why. He says, one day, and some place they have, just one moment, I did not reflect or make tasbih. One moment I forgot my Allah. And the moment I forgot my Allah, the trapper trapped me. And today I'm in this cage. My brothers, this is a reality. And this is the situation of everyone. اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ. Allah says, fear that day. The day of accountability. اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ. And instead of focusing on that day, me and you are going towards various forms of ghafla. And we are getting caught up in different cages. Some in a small cage, some in a bigger cage. But everyone is caught in some cage. If you examine the life with your family, with your children, with your parents, with your society, we are caught in this whirlwind. And, you know, Junaid Baghdadi, it is mentioned, and people report this, he passed away, and this bird, he let it go out. He says, you know what, I'm not going to hold you back. And the bird went flying. The bird did his thing, and every now and then the bird will come to his house. And whatever crust was there, whatever bread was there, he would eat it. It didn't go away. Junaid Baghdadi eventually, like all of us, passed away. And Imam Nawawi makes a mention, Karamatu Awliya Haq, that Allah made certain miracles take place for the awliya. And when he died, his kafan was placed and this bird came down. And as it came down, it started crying and it died. My brothers, this is the reality of our life. That, you know, we come in this world for a short period of time. And if we let go our focus, then we are going to go through tremendous amount of grief and challenge and difficulty. And to avoid that grief, challenge and difficulty, you have to remember Allah. And there is no better time than remembering Allah than inshallah in these last 10 days. And we will end off with the following. We mention this all the time. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر. Who is Allah? That's the question you have to ask. We know everything. Someone asks you where so and so's address, you know it. Phone number, you know it. Where they live, you know it. What car they drive, you know it. What type of engine the car has, you know it. You know the different grades of that given product. You know, it's the first model and second, everything we know. But if you ask ourselves, who is Allah? Allah is Allah. Oh, mashallah, Allah is Allah. Yeah, I know Allah is Allah. Tell me, what do you know about Allah? Allah is very kind, my brother. Allah is forgiving. That's how we say it. Allah is kind. Allah is forgiving. That's all you know. Allah is kind. Allah is forgiving. If someone said, my father, all he does is, he gives me food. How are you going to say? You're going to say, no, I give you food, I give you shelter, I give you clothing. When you're sick, I take you to hospital. When you are well, I take you out of hospital. I give you this. We can mention so many things we give our children. But who is Allah? That we don't know. So reflect upon these ayah, inshallah, in the end of the surah, Hashr, as to who Allah is. And inshallah, by learning more about Allah, inshallah, we would learn more about ourselves as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and guide us in this last 10 days. Let it become such that we become the helpers of Allah. The ayah says, "Kunu ansar Allah." Allah is begging you. My brothers, Allah is begging you. I mean, imagine, Allah is saying, He's not saying that give money towards me. Go to the Kaaba and drop all your money. Go to Bayt al-Maqdis and do this. Go to Makkah al-Mukarrama, do that. Go to Madinah al-Munawwara and give this bottle of gold or whatever. No, it says simple. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kunu ansar Allah. Become the helpers of Allah. Who are the helpers of Allah? What are the helpers of Allah? The helpers of Allah are those people that help out in every cause that is just. And they stay away from everything that is evil. As it says here, كَمَا قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ لِلْحَوَارِيِّينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. As far as Isa alayhi salam is concerned, it says here, Isa, son of Maryam alayhi salam. Allah loves her so much. Allah loves him so much. Allah loves their relationship so much. Allah takes a name together. And Allah says, become like them. They were both helpers of Allah. They refrain from wrong. They help people go towards good. They help people go on the next level. And likewise, not only they did it, lil-hawariyin, and those that were at the companions, they also became helpers of Allah. So my brothers, let's reflect on this ayah inshallah, and let's become helpers of Allah, ourselves and our family, and inshallah we will gain tremendous barakah in these last few days. And those of you that are young over here, I'm begging you for the sake of Allah, I'm begging you, I can't say it enough. Even the older one here, Dr. Sam, who has a father, the younger one over there, who has, whoever you are, I beg you, please, if you want barakah in your life, hold your father and hold your mother and ask them for forgiveness. I'm saying please, for your iman, for your present and for your future. I'm begging you, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِشَيْءَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Grab your parents' hands, grab your mother's hands and ask them for forgiveness. Tell them, when I was young, I may have done a lot of things that hurt you. And my brothers, when I mentioned the story of the cage, everyone is in a cage here. Everyone is stuck in something. And let me tell you, for example, Gulamba is old, his son is younger, not too old of course. Even when his son goes through challenge, the father will suffer. That's how it is. And when the father, am I right about that? That's life. Well, what's my point over here? There is no limit. Even if you're 75 and your father is 95, if you go through hardship as a child, your father will feel it more than you. Take my word, your father and mother will feel it more than you. And when you, so therefore, I'm begging you, one thing you can do in the last 10 days of Ramadan, because you can ask anyone that knows even basic Arabic, if the last 10 days goes by and you are not forgiven by your mother and father, get all the money you want, get all the degrees you want, you will smell the fragrance of disaster in your life. I'm telling you, you will smell the fragrance and the reality of disaster in your life. So my brothers and sisters, in this last 10 days, send a text home. Break your pride and say, Mother, I am sorry for what I have done. Father, I apologize for what I have done. Forgive me for the wrong I have taken part in. Break that pride of yours and you will see, inshallah, you will go to the highest of ranks. It will become easier for you to perform salah, easier for you to give charity, easier for you to help out the weak, easier for you, inshallah, to do a lot of good things.